Imagine this. It's the early 90s in Memphis, Tennessee. The air is thick with southern humidity, and in a dimly lit basement, a group of teenagers are crafting a sound so dark and raw that it feels like stepping into a horror film. Piano keys echo like hunted whispers, bass lines rumble like distant thunder, and lyrics bite with unapologetic grit. These kids don't know it yet, but they're about to change the face of hip-hop. Welcome to Sound Revolution. I'm your host, Lamaria, and today we're diving into the world of 3-6 Mafia, the Southern legends who turned Memphis rap into a hip-hop powerhouse and left their fingerprints all over modern rap. Buckle up, because this is more than music. This is history in the making. Let's start at the beginning. 3-6 Mafia emerged from Memphis, Tennessee in 1991. DJ Paul was 13 years old, taking piano lessons while his half-brother, Lord Infamous, only 15, was practicing bass and electric guitar. Across town, Juicy J, also 13, was learning to DJ and rap while drawing inspiration from groups like NWA and Ghetto Boys. They were literally kids crafting music without realizing they were laying down the foundation for a revolutionary sound. DJ Paul and Lord Infamous initially formed a duo called The Serial Killers in 1989, distributing their own mixtapes at school. When DJ Paul connected with Juicy J in 1991, they began collaborating as a duo, while Lord Infamous continued creating music alongside them. The group's identity solidified when Lord Infamous nicknamed them 666 Mafia during a freestyle, a nod to their dark themes and wicked-sounding beats. Over time, this evolved into a smoother 3-6 Mafia, the name we know today. 3-6 Mafia! Before their first official mixtape in 1994, Coops the Nigga joined the group. Then, in 1995, Crunchy Black and Gangsta Boo came aboard, completing what many consider the classic lineup.
3-6 Mafia started out with like almost 20 people. We was just thinking about, you know, narrowing the group down to like 6 people, like the best 6 we felt that fit the group. And everybody else is like solo artists, like Project Pat, Gangsta Black. Actually, Gangsta Boo is in 3-6 Mafia, but, you know, rest in peace. She wasn't going to be in the group at first. She was going to be like a solo artist because she could, you know, she could rap so well and do her own thing. So we felt like she could just hold her own down. But eventually, when she was rapping with us, she just became the 6th member. It was actually 5 members. It was 20, then it was 5, and then it was 6, and then it went from there.
Their first mixtape, Smoked Out, Locked Out, dropped on November 25th, 1994, followed by their debut studio album, Mystic Styles, in 1995, which was a groundbreaking project that became highly influential in the Southern rap scene. At just 18 years old, DJ Paul, and 20 years old, Juicy J, they were already making history. Tear the Club Up was one of their standout tracks from this era. It became an anthem for the chaos on dance floors across America. Over the years, it had been remixed, interpolated, sampled, and chopped and screwed by countless artists, including Travis Scott with the song No Bystanders, Lil Jon, Tear the Club Up Remix, and even Drake, Way Too Sexy. Its legacy as one of hip-hop's most iconic club tracks remains unlocked. That dark, ominous sound was unlike anything else in hip-hop at the time. 3-6 Mafia pioneered a distinct production style categorized by eerie, haunting melodies that layered over aggressive drums. Their sound was often described as horrorcore, featuring sinister piano loops, low-frequency bass lines, and distorted samples. It created this incredibly ominous atmosphere that was completely different from what was coming out of New York or LA at the time. The members of 3-6 had an obsession with slasher films like Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and Halloween, which inspired their threatening verses. Their production techniques essentially defined what would later be recognized as the Memphis sound, a crucial component in the development of trap music and other contemporary hip-hop subgenres. Their pioneering use of 808 tracks, sinister synthesizers, and horror film-inspired samples created a template that countless producers continue to draw from today. But perhaps one of 3-6 Mafia's most significant technical contributions to hip-hop was their development of what we now call the triplet flow. This is a rapid-fire style of rapping where artists divide one beat into 3 notes instead of the conventional 2 or 4. Drink, I think I This flow has become so famous in modern rap, later popularized by groups like Migos and tracks such as Versace. But 3-6 Mafia had been using it since the 1990s, fundamentally changing how rappers approach rhythm and cadence. Listen to That'll Work, where we can clearly hear the triplet flow in action. You can hear how that flow creates this hypnotic, rhythmic effort that becomes so prevalent in today's rap. When you can hear artists like Migos, Future, or even Kendrick Lamar using this cadence, you're hearing the direct influence of 3-6 Mafia. When 3-6 Mafia began their career, hip-hop's commercial center was firmly established in the East and West Coast. Their persistence and distinctive style helped shift the industry's attention southward. They proved that Memphis and other southern cities had unique musical perspectives that deserved recognition. When they first came out, they had zero label support. The group spent their own money on their debut recording. This DIY success inspired many artists around the world who wanted to make it on their own. It also pushed the use and inspired the SoundCloud rap movement. This groundbreaking work helped pave the way for the later dominance of Southern rap in the mainstream hip-hop market. I mean, just think about how Southern rap dominates the charts today. Beyond their sonic innovations, 3-6 Mafia pioneered a distinct visual aesthetic that would later become influential across hip-hop. Their album covers, often created by the design company Pen & Pixel, featured elaborate, over-the-top imagery with dramatic effects, jewelry, and gothic elements. This visual approach influenced everything from artwork to music videos and merchandise design. Even Kanye West's Yeezus merchandise showed the influence of 3-6 Mafia's distinctive visual branding. Let's take a moment to appreciate Side to Side, another classic track that showcases not just their sound, but how they marketed themselves as unapologetic. That track was so influential that when Ray Shremmer began the rollout for their triple album, they started with a remake of Side to Side, even featuring Juicy J to acknowledge this inspiration. 3-6 Mafia's journey from underground Memphis pioneers to mainstream success is one of hip-hop's most remarkable stories, and they reached a pinnacle that few hip-hop artists ever have. In a historic moment for the genre, 3-6 Mafia won an Academy Award for Best Original Song for It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp from the film Hustle and Flow. They became one of the first hip-hop groups to ever perform at the Oscars in 2006. This achievement represented not just personal success for the group, but a significant milestone for hip-hop's acceptance beyond this prestigious award. The group achieved platinum status on multiple albums and received an American Music Award for Favorite Rap Hip-Hop Band, Duo, or Group. They were also inducted into the Memphis Hall of Fame. During their 21-year run, they produced 9 full-length LPs in addition to collaborations and mixtapes. They sold more than 5 million albums, including their bestseller, Most Known Unknown, which rose to number 3 on the Billboard pop charts. Their sound has directly influenced countless modern artists across multiple subgenres of hip-hop. Artists including Suicide Boys, Bones, and XXXTentacion have explicitly drawn from their dark production styles and unfiltered lyrical approach. From 2012 to 2013, 5 out of 6 members from the group came back together to form a new group called The Mafia 6. Juicy J was the only original member not a part of the group as he was having label issues. In August 2019, DJ Paul and Juicy J announced that they would revive 3-6 Mafia for reunion purposes, which included other living members, Crunchy Black and Gangsta Boo, before our tragic passing in 2023, as well as affiliates Project Pat and LaChat. A highlight of their continued cultural relevance came in December 2021 when 3-6 Mafia competed in a highly acclaimed versus battle with longtime rival group Bone Thugs and Harmony. Of course, success didn't come without challenges for 3-6 Mafia. Throughout their career, they faced rivalries with other Memphis artists like DJ Zerk and Squeaky over creative differences. Playafly famously left the group due to conflicts surrounding money and artist direction. And then we have the conversation of 3-6 Mafia stealing DJ Zerk's sound.
Did you feel disrespected? Like, hey, you guys just taking the song instead of just reaching out to work with me? Or
I just feel like they just some real good fans. You was a good fan. I can't get mad at you if you want to be that much of a fan.
And you guys never worked together though, right?
I don't even know them. Ain't nothing about
them. We'll never get the full story, but that's a piece of it. Additionally, internal struggles with substance abuse and financial disputes created tension within the group, leading to periods of separation and solo ventures. Despite these setbacks, 3-6 Mafia remained resilient, pushing boundaries not only musically but culturally as well. We can't talk about 3-6 Mafia without highlighting Gangsta Boo, the pioneering female rapper who brought her own unique flair to the group. Her unapologetic style paved the way for countless women in hip-hop, from Crime Mob to today's City Girls. Beyond her musical contributions, Gangsta Boo was an icon who inspired women everywhere to embrace their power, a legacy that continues even after her tragic passing in January 2023.
I'm doing it to stack cheese. You know what I'm saying? I might be the president in 5 years.
For real?
I might be.
Gangsta Boo in the White House / Black
you know
House.
What I'm
possibly
doing the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing. Me and Tigger.
While 3-6 Mafia are the most famous exports, they were part of a thriving underground scene that shaped the city's identity. They frequently collaborated with lesser-known Memphis artists, producers, and DJs, fostering a sense of community that helped the city's hip-hop culture flourish. This network became a blueprint for how independent artists could support each other long before social media made collaboration easy. Fast forward to the 2010s, and you find a new generation of producers, many from outside of the U.S. Digging through 3-6 Mafia's old tapes, their eerie lo-fi sound became the backbone of funk, a genre that exploded on platforms like SoundCloud and TikTok. Artists like this have built entire careers sampling and reimagining 3-6 Mafia's work, proving the group's reach extends into the digital age and across continents. 3-6 Mafia weren't just musical innovators, they were style icons too. Their love of grills, iced-out chains, and Memphis streetwear set trends that are still visible in hip-hop fashion today. Even their slang, words like crunk, buck, and tear the club up, became part of a national lexicon, showing just how deeply they influenced the culture. Another thing that sets 3-6 Mafia apart is their ability to adapt. Over the decades, DJ Paul and Juicy J have reinvented themselves as solo artists, producers, and even reality TV stars. Remember their MTV show, Adventures in Hollywood? It gave fans a hilarious behind-the-scenes look at their lives in Los Angeles, bringing in their Memphis roots to a whole new audience. Their willingness to experiment led to some unlikely collaborations. They've worked with everyone from UGK and OutKast to Justin Timberlake and Katy Perry. They also made a song for WWE. Their fingerprints are on pop, R&B, and even EDM tracks, demonstrating their versatility and broad appeal. 3-6 Mafia didn't just make music. They built an empire rooted in innovation and authenticity. From basement traps to Oscar stages, their journey proved groundbreaking artistry can rise from anywhere, even Memphis basements filled with teenage dreams. As we wrap up today's episode of Sound Revolution, I want you to think about this. What other undiscovered sounds are waiting in unexpected places? Who will be brave enough to create something new? If you enjoyed this deep dive into the 3-6 Mafia legacy, don't just subscribe. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear how far creativity can take you. And join me as we uncover artists who dare to change the game. Until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and remember, the revolution starts with sound.
We gotta stay.
This episode was written and produced by Lamaria Benson Stevens, featuring original songs from 3-6 Mafia and original beats from Caleb Rosses. Thanks for listening.